This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Karen Greenside, who is an assistant professor of human genetics at Emory University School of Medicine and also executive director of J-Screen, a national online genetic disease screening program based out of Emory University School of Medicine. She has extensive experience in genetic counseling and testing, clinical care, and clinical research. Karen is also proud of J-Screen's success in helping couples across the U.S. have healthy babies and in giving people the information they need to help prevent the devastating effects of hereditary cancer. And Karen, thanks once again for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be here.
And we certainly do appreciate your time and thanks for coming out. So if you would, tell us about J-Screen and what you do and what kind of genetic diseases and genetic cancers do you test for?
Sure. So as you said, Eric, J-Screen is a national organization. It's based out of Emory University. And what we do is provide education and at-home genetic testing that helps people prevent genetic diseases and also hereditary cancers. So let's say a person or a couple's planning to have children. We test to see if that couple is at increased risk for having a child with a disease like cystic fibrosis or Tay-Sachs or sickle cell, muscular dystrophy, and more than 200 other diseases so they can plan for the health of their future children. This kind of testing is best done before a couple gets pregnant, and I'll explain why in a little bit. People are really surprised to hear that most babies born with these diseases are born to parents that don't have a family history of that disease. So this really makes genetic testing important for everyone in planning for their family, because we just don't know who might be at risk for having an affected child. Now, for cancer prevention, what we do is test for mutations in cancer susceptibility genes that increase a person's risk for developing cancer. And what can you do with that information? A person can then, if they have that information, they can take action to help prevent cancer in themselves or to detect it in an earlier, more treatable stage. The more we know, it's like knowledge is power. The more we know, the more life-saving this information can really be.
Yeah, no doubt about that, and really do appreciate the overview to kick things off here today. Now, tell me about genetic testing for cancer, and are many cancers genetic? And if you find you have one, what are the options?
So, Eric, the vast majority of cancers are related, or sporadic, really. They're related to environmental or other factors, but we do know that about 5 to 10% of cancers are caused by genetic changes that are inherited from one of your parents. If you do have a mutation in one of these cancer genes, your risk for cancer is significantly higher than that of a person who doesn't have one of these mutations. So, and this is something that you're born with. It's a predisposition to cancer that you're born with. In many cases, you can reduce that risk by taking action and being proactive about your health. And I'll give you a few examples. So if you have a mutation in a gene that increases your risk for colorectal cancer, we might recommend more frequent colonoscopies. If you had a mutation that increased your risk for ovarian cancer, there may be a recommendation to remove your ovaries and or fallopian tubes after you have your children to reduce your risk for developing ovarian cancer later in life. Or let's say you have a mutation that increases your risk for skin cancer. There'd be a recommendation for more frequent visits to the dermatologist to make sure that they're seeing early signs of cancer and can do something about it. It's really, I always say it's better to find out that you have a risk for cancer and can do something about it than finding out that you have a cancer that you now need to treat.
Now, also, if you would, tell us about testing for genetic diseases. And again, once you find out the information, how to best use that information.
So through J-Screen, we test for over 200 diseases that could impact a couple's future children. For the vast majority of these diseases, if both parents are carriers and they're generally healthy carriers, so you don't know you're a carrier unless you get tested, each of their pregnancies is at 25% risk for having that disease. While we find many people are carriers of one or more diseases, only a small percentage of the couples that we test learned that they're an at-risk couple. So they may, one may be a carrier for a couple things, the other a carrier for a few different things, but only a small percentage of couples are both carriers for the same disease and learned that their pregnancies are at risk. So what happens if they do find they're at risk? What can they do to be proactive about trying to ensure the health of their future children? For example, a couple may decide that they want to use in vitro fertilization with what's called pre-implantation genetic testing. So in other words, egg is fertilized outside of the body, and genetic testing is done on those early embryos, and the healthy embryos are used then for the pregnancy. A couple in that situation may decide to use donor egg or sperm from a non-carrier to get around that genetic risk. Some couples go ahead and get pregnant and do prenatal testing during the pregnancy to see if the child is affected. And also some couples might choose adoption. It's really dependent on the couple and the severity of the condition that we're talking about. This all makes genetic counseling a really important part of the process to make sure that the couple understands what kind of genetic disease we're talking about and helps them work through the decision-making process of how they can plan for the health of their future family.
Certainly do appreciate what you do on behalf of J-Screen and for joining us once again. We've been speaking with Karen Greenside, Assistant Professor of Human Genetics and Executive Director of J-Screen, a national online genetic disease screening program based out of Emory University School of Medicine here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, also, Karen, how does one actually get tested? If you would, explain the process of how to get the test and the results.
If you want to get tested through J-Screen, you go to our website, which is jscreen.org, J-S-C-R-E-E-N.org. Once you get on our website, you request a kit, you provide your demographic and insurance information. Our genetic counselors review that information to make sure testing is appropriate. We mail you a spit kit in the mail. You spit in a tube. You send it to the testing lab. When the results are ready, a genetic counselor reaches out to you and provides those results via telehealth, so by phone or secure video conferencing, to ensure that you understand your results. The great thing about J-Screen is everything is done conveniently from home. We try to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah, it certainly does sound quite simple and easy for sure, and that certainly is a huge bonus, no doubt. If you would, take a moment and summarize how important and easy it is to go get genetic and cancer genetic screening.
Look, J-Screen's goal is to improve access to comprehensive genetic testing for your health and your family's health. Visit us at jscreen.org and see how easy it is to get tested.
And once again, that is easy enough. And yes, listeners, draw your attention, as always, to the show notes where you can pick up that link to J-Screen as well. Karen, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Again, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great day.
And you too. Again, we've been speaking with Karen Greenside, Assistant Professor of Human Genetics and Executive Director of J-Screen, a national online genetic disease screening program based out of Emory University School of Medicine. And again, for all the details, visit jscreen.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.